Live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause.
Temporary pause. Temporary pause. This is not the end and is not the failure of the talks.
He has been alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, with representatives of opposition groups. Meanwhile, the Syrian army claims that it has ended the rebel siege of two villages in Aleppo, handing Mr. Assad's government a major victory. President Barack Obama, on his first visit to a U.S. mosque as president, says Americans too often conflate Islam with terrorism. He also said what he called inexcusable political rhetoric against Muslims has no place in the country. Earlier, Mr. Obama took part in a roundtable with Muslim American leaders to hear their concerns. Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. A government official says the body of the missing passenger was found in a nearby town of Balad. The officials say it will take days to determine what caused the explosion on the plane. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapon development in the country. The North notified the UN Tuesday it plans to launch what it calls an Earth observation satellite. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement on regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers. European Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova says the agreement marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, and oversight. UN agencies are mobilizing communities in Latin America and the Caribbean to stop the spread of the Zika virus, which has infected tens of thousands of people in about 25 countries. Lisa Schlein has more.
The Zika virus in itself is not much of a threat. Its symptoms are mild and not life-threatening. But the virus is suspected of causing birth defects in newborn babies. More than 4,000 cases of microcephaly, a condition that causes abnormally small brains in babies, have been found in Brazil. The explosive surge of this disease has prompted the World Health Organization to declare the Zika virus a global public health emergency. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday the number of people apprehended trying to cross into the country from Mexico fell by 36% between December and January, reaching the lowest level in a year. There were 23,767 total apprehensions in January, compared to more than 37,000 in December. Australia's High Court is rejecting a challenge to the government's policy on asylum seekers, clearing the way for the Australian government to deport more than 200 people. The court ruled 6-1 Wednesday against a Bangladeshi woman who filed a lawsuit challenging Australia's right to deport asylum seekers to the island nation of Nauru. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has dropped his bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Paul is a libertarian who often opposed American military intervention overseas. He won little support in a crowded Republican field. Real estate mogul Donald Trump, meanwhile, is claiming now that Texas Senator Ted Cruz stole his victory in the Iowa caucuses. Trump attacked Cruz for putting out a statement, which Cruz later retracted and apologized for, suggesting that another candidate was leaving the race. Trump also accused Cruz of lying about Trump's policies and of sending some Iowa voters a mailing designed to look like an official document that accused them of a voter violation. Ukraine's economy minister tendered his resignation Wednesday, citing political pressure and corruption. Ivaras Abromavicius said the country's leadership had routinely blocked his reform efforts and that the economy ministry was at the mercy of corrupt interests. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.